Belinda presents this unabridged recording of The Forgotten Sister, written by Caroline Bond and read by Emma Harold. Ryan had asked Cassie to wait for him after her shift finished. Her parents had asked her to come straight home. She said yes to him and lied to them. She sat on the wall that separated the hotel from the park, enjoying the last rays of sunshine. This late in the evening, it was quiet. Only a few solitary dog walkers around. They crisscrossed in and out of the shadows in a complicated pattern of amicable avoidance. It was entertaining to watch, from a safe distance. They were far enough away for Cassie not to feel anxious. No chance of an over-exuberant puppy jumping up at her or some bad-tempered yapper appearing out of nowhere, teeth bared. Cassie didn't like dogs, any dog, big or small, cute or ugly. She didn't see the point of them, and more honestly, they scared her with their unpredictable affection and equally erratic aggression. The sun felt good on her face. It closed her eyes and let the warmth seep through her skin. As she basked, her mind turned to Ryan. She wondered, idly, which of the shelters they'd use. Probably the one at the top that looked out across the city. Not that they paid much attention to the view. It was a long walk, but the hack up there was worth it, because the top shelter had one distinct benefit. It was private. Cassie shifted her position, happy for the time being to wait. It was nice to sit outside. The quiet was soothing, after the noise and hassle of evening service. Cassie hated being a waitress, at the beck and call of fussy diners. But as much as she disliked the work, she enjoyed the money. The job also had the benefit of getting her out of the house and away from the non-stop prying of her parents. Last-minute lunch services and additional evening shifts. There was always a credible cover story. Did she need one? There was still no sign of Ryan. Cassie swiveled round to catch the last of the sun on the other side of her face. As she did so, the kitchen door banged open. Her heart rate quickened, but it wasn't Ryan. It was Freddie, one of the waiters. Nice looking, nice smelling, nice manners, with a very nice gym bunny body to go with it. Cassie watched him open a can and take a long drink, celebrating the end of his shift. The can glinted as he raised it to his lips, providing her with her own private Diet Coke break. Ryan couldn't stand Freddie. He hated his posh voice and his cockiness. Cassie knew that it irritated Ryan that she found Freddie funny, which somehow made her laugh just a little bit louder and longer than was strictly necessary whenever he cracked a joke. It was all part of the new reality that Cassie found herself operating in. She thought the physical changes that had happened at high school were the biggie. The periods, the boobs, the mad mood swings that made her want to murder her mum one minute, then climb onto her knee the next. But she'd been wrong. It was learning what to do with her body that was the revelation. And that had really taken off since she'd started working at the hotel and had met Ryan. Ryan Samuel Newsom, dark, wiry, sometimes crude, often moody, inked and wanting more. Not a brain box, not a great talker or listener for that matter. Basically not her type at all. And yet,